Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday the 2nd of December. A 10-year Japanese government bond auction today saw good demand, which has a global impact because international investors seem to have been working themselves into a bit of a panic about Japan's debt levels and funding those debt levels. Japanese investors have been much less concerned. Japan is an extraordinarily wealthy nation. Japanese government bonds are domestically owned, and the government has some experience in managing high levels of debt. At the start of my career as a Japanese economist in 1993, I can remember similar economic concerns about the fact that Japan's debt-to-GDP ratio was about to rise above 70%, and this would, of course, be impossible to fund. The debt ratio has more than trebled in the last three decades, and the presence of ever large amounts of domestic wealth has meant that no funding problem has emerged. From the United States, we will be hearing from US Federal Reserve Chair Powell, who's giving remarks at a conference. In theory, we are in the Fed's blackout period, where members of the FOMC slip behind the veil of tedium and say nothing of interest. Several members of the Fed seem never to emerge from that particular position, indeed. The Fed chair is sometimes the exception if there is a belief that the markets are moving too far away from the reality of the Fed's expectations. One of Powell's challenges is to know what the Fed might do at its December meeting, however, such is the state of division within the ranks, and more significantly, of open division, a very rare occurrence. The bond market bet is for a rate reduction at the December meeting. It's probably best not to expect anything particularly interesting from Powell today. In the United Kingdom, the November British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index showed a further decline in the rate of inflation. Non-food items continue to be in deflation territory, but even food retailers, never afraid of widening their profit margins should an opportunity arise, have been raising prices in a more conservative fashion. The disinflation forces were greater than had been anticipated, although there is the distortion of anticipating Black Friday sales. Black Friday is, of course, a US festival, but it's crept into the UK online, like an internet virus, and has spread to the high street to some extent. From an overall inflation point of view, this does underscore that there doesn't seem to be any structural inflation issue. This gives no evidence of an imbalance in supply and demand in the economy, generating general price increases. At the same time, headline inflation is driven by administered prices, the weirdness of energy pricing in the UK being one obvious instance. And so what market forces are doing and what consumer price inflation actually records are clearly not going to be the same thing. Euro area November preliminary consumer price inflation is due for release, but as ever, this is overshadowed by the provincial numbers from the euro regions. Markets rarely get excited about such data. The only real point worth noting is how restrained euro area inflation has been all year, slipping lower in the early part of 2025 and then an extremely dull, unchanged pace subsequently. It turns out that not imposing large taxes on importers does help to keep domestic inflation low. The European Union's failure to impose retaliatory tariffs has contributed to European growth by keeping European households' real income growth positive. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only. and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.